Well, there is a play coming up that I am eager to learn about. You're also going to hear a little scene from it, too. And we've been busy trying to make sure that the audio is perfect and that you can listen and hear everything. And I think we actually achieved that without much trouble, finally. And I've been so busy, I've not had a chance to meet our guests. Are you Jan Pang?
Yes.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for your patience. Tell me about yourself and about the play.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jan Pang. I teach at Point Park University. I am a composer.
And tell me a bit of the play. You're the playwright, and it's the play is called One Log Bridge. Tell me about it.
Yes, One Log Bridge is originally adapted from the opera that I worked on with an opera development team with opera director David Walsh, co-librettist and co-composer Qin Qingqian, and dramaturg Fei Ma, and music director Michael Ming. We have worked 4 years on this opera along with my student AJ and Amanda in the past years. And this year, we're luckily being part of the CSA program at New Hazlett Theater, we're able to develop this further, to develop the plot. So we adapted to a play with operatic music combined with a street dance that Jason is choreographer, and we incorporate with some Chinese opera music elements with you will hear by Amanda, and then there will be some jazz elements that you will hear from AJ's piano performance.
Can you tell us a bit about the story?
The story is from my personal experience. It's autobiographic to talk about my immigration experience. Came here as a music student and found my sense of belonging here in America.
It sounds like not only an interesting story, but a very engaging one. Now, who do we have here with us today?
Yes, so on my side is Jason Noor, our choreographer, actually Dr. Noor.
Hello, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
And anything you'd like to add about this particular show?
I would say that what Yen is offering is something that is relatable. It's an everyday experience where sometimes opera especially portrays maybe situations that we might never experience ourselves. And this is more of an everyday relatable type of work in which demonstrates the genius of Yen.
Mm. And tell me about yourself and your background.
My name is Jason, or B-Boy Jason, and I'm a breakdancer by trade and a choreographer. And me and Yen have worked together for about 5 years creating work, and I'm just very honored to be part of the project.
Now, we have a piano as well as an erhu here today. And Yen, can you tell us about the other folks that are here?
Yes. So on the keyboard is AJ. And on erhu is Jing Pang, and then singer Amanda.
Wonderful. And we have a selection we're about to hear, and then we'll recap afterwards. Can you explain what we're about to listen to and the context in the play?
Yes, this song is called Mama Tell Me How. It's when the character Yen lost a very important immigration document, and she doesn't know what to do. The first thing, she's asking her mom for help. So the whole time she's repeating, Mama, tell me how. And by the end of the song, she realized she is on her own now. It's part of growing pain. She has to realize as part of self-liberation is you and only you alone have to have that courage to walk that forward path to find your liberation, self-liberation. So that's the key moment of One Log Bridge.
Here we'll listen to this song and a quite beautiful voice based on the sound check I just heard. Here is a song from One Log Bridge.
Thank you.
So Chin Pang on Erhu there, and Amanda San on vocals, and I don't have our piano. Oh, I do have our pianist's name, I believe, right here in front of me, AJ, playing a piano. What a beautiful voice you have. Tell me more about yourself.
Yeah, I'm Amanda Song, and I came from China.
How long have you been here?
2 years. This is my sophomore year.
Are you at Point Park as
Yeah, I'm
well?
A Point Park student.
And AJ?
Hi, I'm AJ DePetris. I'm the pianist.
There's more to life than you, or than just that, though. Are you also at Point Park, or tell
yes.
me about yourself?
I am. So I'm a junior musical theater major at Point Park University. I come from Jacksonville, Florida, and I am Yan's student apprentice, and I have attended Point Park now for 3 years, and it's been absolutely wonderful. I moved to Pittsburgh to come here.
Wonderful. And Yan, tell us more. It's a wonderful production. Anything more you'd like to add about it?
I want to add AJ is our...
Oh, hang on. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
AJ is our music director, so
yes.
He's being very modest the whole time. And Jason has published a lot of scholarly work about the Twin City hip-hop or hip-hop study in general. So he is able to bring us a lot of street dance style, the breaking style that he created or specialized in. And I would find unconventional that in an opera or in play that we have combined the street dance and some Chinese dance together, you will see a combination of both. So if you are a street dancer, and you may see some elements like, oh, I know that move. And then if you know some Chinese dance, I'm like, oh, I can see that in my culture. So I wonder if Jason, Amanda, you have something to add on that?
Yeah, in the show, you're like basically see a combination of Western culture and Asian culture, and like especially Chinese culture. And I'm really excited to present it, and it's worth to see it.
Wonderful. Well, I wish you a good opening. We should mention that the show opens December 7th, and it closes December 8th. So you have a short window in which to see it the evening of December 7th, Thursday, at 8 o'clock, and then the morning of December 8th at 10 o'clock at the New Hazlett Theater. You can learn more at newhazletttheater.org. Thank you for being here and for your patience, as we wanted to make sure that technical things were in order. Anything else you want to mention?
Thank you for having us, and we're super grateful of the CAC program at New Hazlett Theater, and thank you everybody for listening in and supporting arts.